everybody. Welcome back to the third video in our series about the Office and SharePoint Developer Marketplace. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about tools, tooling, access, and Visual Studio. And with me to do that, we've got Steve Greenberg, Irei Cho, and Jim Nakashima. Now, guys, why don't you first introduce yourselves, tell us a little bit about your history, products you've worked on, why you're interested in this. Start with you.
Great, yeah. So I'm Steve Greenberg. I've been a PM at Microsoft for 12 years now. I worked for a while on Microsoft Error Reporting, which was this enormous set of data that we gathered about crashes that people were seeing. And so that taught me like the power of data to impart change on an organization. And after that, I joined the Data and Business Intelligence Group, specifically working on access and allowing regular users to build apps.
Great. What about you? You right?
Yeah, I've been working on the SharePoint space and the platform and tools for about 9 years now. I've worked on products such as SharePoint Designer and also releasing templates and simple solutions out to end users a couple of different times. And so when we look at the new app model and also the Office Store, it's all about kind of that culmination of how do we get solutions into the hands of end users as easily as possible.
Okay, and Jim?
Yeah, well, apparently I'm the new guy. I've been here 6 years, but I worked on I worked on the WPF design tools in Visual Studio for the Windows Presentation Foundation. Then I worked on Windows Azure before it was called Windows Azure, an incubation project, and brought that to market. And then now I'm working on the tooling for Office and SharePoint, and really excited about that because it's a new opportunity, a new app model, and that's the thing that got me really interested in that.
All right, well, let's talk about that. What tooling options are we providing developers who want to build apps for Office and SharePoint?
Yeah, you know, we have great tools for basically any type of user. So, you know, first off, Steve's going to be covering a little bit about Access, which is targeting more of that business user, and so how someone working in a department can go build a great app for their team and get more done. And then Jim's going to be talking all about Visual Studio, and then also kind of a new tool that we have codenamed Napa that you can go and build apps within the context of a browser.
Okay, well, let's start with you, Steve. Go ahead and talk to us about the tooling and Access.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me just pull up the new version of Access, Access 2013. So most of you are probably familiar with Access as a tool to build desktop databases.
Right.
Those things power millions of businesses around the world, and they're still very, very important. But we think that people want to be able to collaborate on the web with data that's backed up on a server. So in addition to offering desktop databases for this release, we offer the ability to create a custom web app.
Great.
Now, some of the folks who've been running the beta may actually already have seen some of these apps because these things are all available in the store online. So for instance, there's this customer orders and products, and that's one of about 7 or 8 apps that the team has already pushed up into the store just over the last month. We kind of create these on a after-roll kind of thing. Exactly. So let me show you what this looks like up on the web. This app is hosted inside of a browser. And basically what you're looking at here is your ability to track customers and orders. For years, we've released an app called Northwind that's kind of our test app. And this is our sort of, you know, version of Northwind that's running inside of a browser.
Okay.
You can edit data and check out the forms and on the web right here. So I also want to show you that you can go actually into the Access client and create custom ones. One of the things that we think is really interesting about Access and a place where it really adds value is in these niche kind of custom scenarios that don't have a full end-to-end application built to solve them. So if you have your own, if you're running your business and you have your own custom basically process for managing, say, your contacts, then you can go in and start tracking contacts. And you can customize it to your heart's content, but we give you a starting place that's a good sort of way along the road.
Okay.
So that you can get started really quickly with a schema that's really good and set up to work well on the web, highly performant and well normalized.
Understood.
And that's basically because we believe our customers really sort of, the IP, what they bring to the situation is their real deep understanding of the business, not necessarily their desire to really code from the ground, absolutely ground up. For ground up coding, we think that Visual Studio and Napa are great tools for those kinds of customers.
Great. That's awesome. Well, thanks so much, Steve.
Absolutely.
And now, Jim, did you say you had a demo you wanted to show us
Studio? Yeah, so let me talk a little bit about what we have going on here. So actually, I'll talk a little bit about how we've actually changed the getting started experience a little bit. So typically, when developers go out and start in any platform, be it Windows or WPF or WCF or whatever it was in the past, they would go and install a bunch of software. They'd make sure they had Visual Studio. They'd try their first new project, file a new project inside Visual Studio, create a project, and then start exploring around, maybe check out a walkthrough, a Channel 9 video, and so on, right? Well, what we've actually done is we've actually reversed that a little bit in, or really departed from that norm with the Office 365 Cloud App model. And what we've done instead is asked you to go and get a developer subscription. So this, what that developer subscription gives you is some tenancy. It gives you some Office 365 that you can develop against. So you're not developing against, you know, your company's or your corporation's O365. You're not going to mess that up. You're not going to start deploying apps there and things like that. You actually have your own environment to work within. It gives you all the servers and all the clients to work with as well. But on top of that, it gives you, you know, a SharePoint site, and that's actually what I'm showing here, called the developer site. So it's, you know, it's just, you know, SharePoint Online configured as or configured for a developer. Now, because I've gotten this, what I can do is actually just start development right here. And so instead of kind of this install a bunch of software, go and start building, it's really, hey, just sign up. Mm-hmm. We've made it easy for you to sign up, dev.office.com, and then click here on the left tile, and you can start developing without installing any software. And this is what we call NAPA. It's an app for SharePoint that allows you to build apps for SharePoint and for Office. Mm-hmm. So you can see here I can choose to build an app for SharePoint, but we'll start with a content app for Excel. Where I can go ahead and create one of those. So this is, I'm going to extend Office. I'm going to add a little bit of functionality to Office. I'll just go ahead and hit run right out of the gate here. This is packaging up my files here. I got some client-side files that will be hosted on SharePoint, that same SharePoint developer site that I just showed you.
Right.
And then it's going to bring up the Excel web app. Again, I don't even have to install the Office client applications to start extending Office. In a new window here. And you can see that I'll have my app for Office embedded right inside the document. And the neat thing about these apps for Office is I can interact with the document itself. So you can see I can set some data here that was set in that text field, as well as I can say, you know, hello, Channel 9.
Right.
And get that data, and you can see that that comes into, hang on, there it is. Yeah, it comes into my text box.
Great.
So on top of that, I can also go back here, create an app for SharePoint. So I'm going to create a new project, app for SharePoint. And this time, so extending SharePoint with some new functionality, similar to the way Access did, but a very code-focused, professional developer-focused experience. You know, we do actually have a pretty rich editor, so I'm going to show here a little bit that I can actually navigate through here. I get some highlighting. If I wanted to add a function, I could do that pretty simply as well by using a snippet functionality that Visual Studio users would be used to as well. We have find and replace. We have a small document outline as well that you can bring up. But I'm going to hit run again, and that's going to deploy out to SharePoint. Deploy that app. It'll show up in all site content actually as an app, but we're actually going to launch right to the page. And in this case, it's actually pretty simple. It actually just has the SharePoint Chrome at the top, so it looks like SharePoint. It's part of the SharePoint site. But then we have some text in here which actually grabs my username using the SharePoint APIs and just kind of says, hello world, so to speak. Yeah. So it's easy as that.
I think just to add on some of what Jim was saying earlier, you know, we've taken that whole development of getting to hello world, or in this case, hello Jim, as he built it there.
He's the world.
Yeah. But he got there, you know, from the moment of, I decide I want to go and build an app. I go to dev.office.com and go there, sign up, get my Office 365, dev account, and then get all the tools, you know, get the environment all set up, and then have, you know, hello Jim in about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And so it's a really powerful experience, and it's a really great way just to explore the platform.
Yeah, and super simple it sounds.
Yeah, and the way we think about NAPA is it is that building your first, building your second, exploring the platform. We want to do a lot around getting started, or what we call 0 to 60, you know, that first ramp into a space, in this case Office and SharePoint. But for Visual Studio users out there, now you can go straight to Visual Studio if you want, if you're more comfortable there. We support that. As well as we support a function we call Open Visual Studio here, which makes it easy to transition once you go from that mode of exploration into, no, you know what, I want to work with the team, I want TFS, I want, you know, source control, I want, you know, all these other functionalities, all the richness, the debugger, the profiler, all the ALM capabilities of Visual Studio. Well, you know, I want to use Visual Studio for that, and Visual Studio is still the best place for that. What we do here on this Open Visual Studio, I already have the tools installed, but if I didn't have the tools, it would actually go and launch the web platform installer and install all the tools for me.
It's,
it's an add-in to Visual Studio 2012 to get the Office and SharePoint app development tools. And it actually, even if you didn't have Visual Studio 2012, we'd actually point you out to a trial page where you can actually get a copy and start now.
Great.
So, and then this is actually pointing back to that same developer site we were on before. So if I hit cool. F5, it actually would run the app there. And I can show that down here. And then we support, you know, all the functionality and all the richness that you would expect from Visual Studio. From Visual Studio Project.
I like the way you're sort of seamlessly incorporating so many of our products together. Mm. Really excite developers. Did you have a demo?
So right now we showed some of the tools about how to go and build apps, but a lot of what we have all these great tooling for is you want to go and release an app to the actual Office store or the SharePoint
store. Sure, share it with the world.
Yeah, and so I'll show you a little bit of that last piece. I think one of the funny things that we did, Jim was kind of joking around, Napa is this app that builds other apps, mm-hmm. but, Napa being an app, it's also, an app that's actually distributed via the Office store. And so you can go and see that in the store and acquire it. So I'll actually be showing just a quick example of what that looks like. So in order to go and submit an app to the store, you have to go to the seller-dashboard.microsoft.com, and that's where you can go and manage all the apps that you have currently there.
Okay.
And so if you look at this experience, you can see that this is the actual account that we use to submit everything to the store, mm-hmm. and there's a bunch of apps already there, including the actual Napa app. So, once again, showing that it's in fact just a marketplace app. So you click on there, and in this case, we already have a version, but you can go and edit that listing. Mm-hmm. And the experience is pretty straightforward. All you have to do is just go and enter any of the metadata that you need, specify the category that makes sense, a logo, you get an app package that has the actual app itself, and then kind of continue on and fill out any other metadata. And so after you go, there's another screen or two to put up screenshots and stuff like that. But once you go and do that and hit submit, it goes through our validation pipeline, and then assuming all's well, it goes live in the Office store in a few days after that.
Awesome. So you guys talked about using the Napa app, and you talked about using Visual Studio. Are there other tools that developers can use to develop apps for Office and SharePoint?
Yeah, and that kind of speaks a lot to how we designed the app model this time around. We made a really big emphasis on web standards, so, leveraging HTML, JavaScript, right. REST services. And so, really whatever tools that you're comfortable building web apps in, you can go and use to build apps for Office and SharePoint.
Great. Thank you guys so much for joining me today. And that wraps up our 3-part series. But you can always find out more at dev.office.com.
Cool.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks a bunch.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Cool.